dude from the Central Texas area. It's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right, listeners.
Coming to you from the Central Texas area.
Hey, Let's Talk. How you doing out there? I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk, where no subject is off limit and all comments and opinions are welcome. All right, today is Wednesday, as better known as Hump Day, Hump Day. All right, I'm feeling pretty good today, y'all. Hope you're doing the same thing. You only got two more days for the weekend. That's what I'm talking about. All right, now, if you feel like joining in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I also do have my chat window open, so if you don't feel like talking on the phone, or you just send me a text, and we can talk there also. All right, now that we have the particulars out of the way, today's topic is a good one, and we're going to be talking about illegal immigration. Whether it's right or wrong. Now, I know we say illegal immigration, but something tells me we're going to get on immigration, period. Which is good. We can talk about that as well. We sure can. So, with all that out of the way, let's talk. Now, speaking of illegal immigration, you know, that's a big hot subject today. Hot subject in the area, period, in the nation. You know, everybody's talking about immigration. Now, whether we should send them back or keep them here, or let them stay here and apply for citizenship. Now, I mean, that's what the question is. That's what the big argument is over. It really is. That is what the argument is over. Now, for those who don't know what illegal immigration is all about, is when somebody comes into your country that's not a citizen or part of the country or state, okay, and it goes against the laws you have set up for people entering your country. Basically, that's what it is in a nutshell. Now, because it's such a big, big issue, especially now that this is an election year, it's bigger than normal. And, you know, it brings up a lot of concerns, not only political, but economic and social issues. And then you have the states like Arizona and North Carolina, South Carolina, who have tried to implement their own immigration laws. Where, as been in the news the last couple of days, the Supreme Court disallowed three of the four laws that Arizona was trying to put in place. The only law they allowed was if you stop someone, and it has to be a reason for you to stop them besides thinking they're an immigrant or illegal alien. I really don't like that word alien, because when I say alien, I think of something out of space. So we're going to use immigrant. Okay, so if you stop this person, and as you're running your check for a license or what have you, you know, then you can check to see if they're in this country legally. Only then. But here's the catch to that also. If you find them they're not and you put them in jail for one thing, you cannot keep them in jail no longer than that thing, the law that they broke. The only thing the police can do is contact INS. And from there, INS will take work on it. But they cannot keep that person in jail. So now that becomes a civil rights issue. Wouldn't you think? It becomes a civil rights issue. How do we stop that from happening? Because everybody knows eventually it's going to happen. Going to see two Latinos riding in a car. And this policeman really don't have nothing to do that day. So he decides, well, they look illegal. Let me check their papers. And he's going to make up a reason to pull them over. Right? So doesn't that come on under the thing of racial profiling? Could that become a bigger issue than actual illegal immigration? I think it could. I really do. You know, illegal immigrants, although it's some bad things, some of them are not always good, the majority of these folks that come over, only thing they're doing is looking for work. That's all they're doing, trying to make a better life for themselves. Is that so wrong? Is that so wrong? Now, everybody's up in arms because President Obama issued a directive, you know, that protects the younger immigrants until they can apply for a citizenship. Is that so wrong? Is it? Why is it right? You know, immigrants actually started this country. If you really want to think about it, they really started the country. But it's amazing how we forget those facts right there. We forget that. You know, and then there's the crying that says, well, you know, when they come over, we always get a rise in crime, or we may get an outbreak of deadly diseases. Do you really think that? Don't you think if that was the case, it had been happening a long time ago? Heck, half the population in California is illegal immigrants. So if we decide we want to ship them back, where would California be? Would they be better off or would they be worse? And then is another thing talking about jobs. No, we're talking about jobs. They're going to take over the jobs. How are they going to take over the jobs? They're doing jobs that we don't want to do. And you think about it. You know it's true. They are doing the jobs, and they're getting paid a lot less than what you're asking for. But at the same time, they are contributing to our economy. See, that's what everybody is failing to recognize. They are a part of our economy either way. Either way. So why not let them in? Why not? We spend so much money each year trying to keep people out. Now, let me go back. We spend so much money a year trying to keep people out we don't want here. Because believe me, there's some people that shouldn't be here that we welcome in open arms. That's right, we do. And, you know, I don't know. I may be talking to myself, but, you know, I'm just saying. And, you know, I have an email that says, yes, it is wrong. Everything was fine until the economy went sour. Illegals come where to take and not give. Well, I kind of don't agree with that because they are giving something. They're working. They're spending their money. So aren't they giving something? Aren't they? They're giving their sweat. So how are they not taking? And then once again, we have the same things that illegals take jobs that we are willing to do. They do this by undermining wages. Well, that's you know what? That is a good point. That could actually happen. In some cases, but not all cases. Not all cases. Let me put it this way. When they come to fix your air conditioning unit or refrigerator, you're not worrying whether they're illegal or not then. You just want your equipment fixed. Right? And yes, some of them probably do send their money back to Mexico or Guatemala, or wherever they're from. And that's a possibility. You know why? Because we won't let the rest of their family in. So what they supposed to do? They're making more here than they would ever make in their countries. And they still have to take care of the families. So, yeah, they probably are sending some money back. They are. But is that such a bad thing? Is that such a – that's like we have Americans that go over to Korea to work. And Koreans have a law. You can only be in that country for 90 days. So what happens? The American, they go on a vacation for 30 days, whether it's here or to another country. Then they go back to Korea on another work visa. But they're sending their money home, but still become part of that economy as well. So is that so wrong? You know, illegals, they get a bad, they really do get a bad rap. Are you aware that in a lot of cases, you have immigrants in the United States Army fighting for you every day? And some of them are probably illegals. We don't know, because half the time we don't even know who's there. So why is it so bad? Okay, Flycatch says the housing boom in California was built using Mexican laborers, and the citizens that used to build these homes were forced out of the market. Now, we're forced out of the market. How are you going to get forced out? Why were they forced out the market? I mean, there are many, many houses and projects to be built. But if the contractors are hiring these folks, why are you holding it against the illegals? They're just trying to make a living just like the rest of us. And the contractors probably are helping them because they're paying under the table. But you're trying to hold this against the illegal immigrants. The immigrants don't have anything to do with that. They're just trying to find a job. They are just trying to find a job. And, yes, they do work cheap. They work for cheap, most of them. It was a direct result of wages. Okay, so it was a direct, and that's what I'm saying. They do jobs that we won't do for cheap, or jobs that we will do, they just will do them cheaper. You know, they're not asking for $25, $30 an hour to do certain things. All they ask is get paid. You know, but getting back to illegal immigrants, period, you know, it's a touchy situation. It really is. Because in one shape, you say, no, it's right or it's wrong. But in another shape, you know, it has to happen. It's a part of a growing nation. If we enforced our laws, they would never have entered our nation. If we enforced our laws, they would never have. Now, see, here we go. We are talking about enforcing laws. We spend so much money a year trying to keep these people out. See, and that's the other thing. We keep talking about, as a nation, talking about we spending too much money. And things like this. Let them in. But before you let them have very specific laws or what have you. Right now, what are we doing? We chasing them back and forth across the desert. That's not going to stop them, because as soon as we send them back, what to do? They're going to spend as much time as they can getting back over here. So now, what we have to do, put more people on the borders. Am I right? And where come more people come what? More money we got to spend. The major problem is how they take from taxpayer and welfare benefits and they're not even citizens. Well, that's really not true. We got more Americans taking welfare benefits than illegals. The illegals get out there and work. You know what I'm saying? The illegals will actually get out there and work. They don't care what it is, long as they get to work. That's the difference. Yeah, everybody's saying they take from this, they take for that. The thing is, they are actually willing to get out there and work. They're not trying to take no welfare benefits. That's not what they come here for. That's not. And, you know, there's, what, over 10 million, in 2009, there was over 10 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. That's a lot. You know, that is a lot. And we gonna try and get every last one of them put out the country? I don't think that's going to happen. Flycat says, why don't we just invade Mexico and get it over with? You want to know why we want to invade Mexico? We don't want the problems. We don't want the problems that comes with Mexico. Between the drug cartels and the economy down there, we don't want none of that. That's why Mexican immigrants are trying to get here to the United States, because they don't want to live like that either. Every other day you hear something about bodies being found. Now, why do we want to just annex them and go through all that? Now, what you're talking about is invading a whole other country, which means we're going to have to fight, number one, because they're just not going to give it up easily. Losing lives and then having to clean up a system. Mexico declared war on us and lost. We, in return, being nice guys, purchased land from them. Now they are again invading us with bodies. I really don't think it's bodies. They're invading us with bodies. These people are just seeking a better life. That's what they are doing. You know, sometimes I think what it is, we just over-dramatize it a little bit. And it's amazing how it never is spoken in real soft terms until it comes down to an election year, and all of a sudden it's a big thing now. You know, and they are changing our country into another Mexico, the land they fled from. That is not true. That is not true. Yes, there are certain communities that's majority Mexican. There's some that's majority African American. There's some that's majority Latino. So are they changing our country to Puerto Rico? Are they? No. So how can you say they changing our country to another Mexico? Because that's not what's happening. They are living among the, most of them, obeying the laws and doing what they have to do. That's why we don't know who they are, because they're doing things they're supposed to do. Now, there's those of you out there say, illegal immigrants, illegal immigrants, period. No, period. I know some of you out there saying that. But what you fail to remember, the first people that came over here, the United States, were immigrants. They didn't belong here either. They didn't. But since the Indians were nice enough to let you come over, Native Americans, no, we just took advantage of that. Right? So, with that being said, what is the catch? America is supposed to be the land of opportunity. But is it a land of opportunity just for those we choose to let it be a land of opportunity? That's what it's beginning to sound like to me. You know, and is completely wrong. You know, that's completely wrong. Okay, in New Mexico, prison population is nearly 50% of illegal aliens. 50%. But only 25% in the California prison population. In Arizona, they make up 40%. So, what is going on? Are we doing it right? And I agree. If we go ahead and set up something, then that can be implemented with no problems. If you have to sit there and implement it right there on the border, do that. Do that. No, in the Star Spangled Banner, what did it say? Land of the free and home of the brave. So, what you doing? You picking who is going to live in the land of the free and home of the brave? You know, that's what we basically doing. It's just one of those subjects that really gets you going. It gets me going anyway, because we are so big and bad now to where we can decide who comes and who don't. You know, and that is just crazy to me, because now we can let dictators come over for meetings with the president. Now, we know the dictators done killed a lot of people, but we still let them in. Oh, I know what you say. Well, he's done this. He's been checked out, and bye bye. He's not staying. That's not the point. We still let him in. You know, our nation is broken. Who will pay for all these people invading us? If we go on and give them a way to become citizens, they'll pay for themselves. They'll pay for themselves. You know, right now, if a law was to come out and say, okay, you have, like the thing the president just put out, you have so much time to get your papers in order. Okay, set that deadline, give them all the opportunity to do that, and then if it doesn't work, if they decide not to do it, then yeah. Put them out. But we're not giving the most of them that chance. Not at all. You know, and it's just crazy because we say we're the land of the free. And Flycatch says, no, they won't, with 10 children to support. With 10 children's support, trust me, they're out there working. Not one, but probably two jobs. Probably two jobs. They making it happen for them and their 10 children. And we kind of can learn something from them. Some of us, as far as work ethic, they'd be out there in 106-degree heat on top of somebody's roof, building a roof. Most of us won't go outside if it's 95 degrees outside. You know, and this thing about taking jobs away, they're not taking no more jobs away than we're not doing. Well, 5K, maybe not in your neighborhood. Depends on what neighborhood you live in. You know, and if that's the case, then, oh, well. You one of the few neighborhoods probably that's happening in. Once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk today. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, And if you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And I do have my chat window open, so if you would like to chat with me, I'll be more than happy to chat back with you. Now, here we go. The heated topic today is, should the government be involved in immigration laws, or should it be left up to the states to create and enforce their own laws? That's basically what it is. Should government decide it, or should it be left to the states? What you think about that? Flycats, go to Florida, and if you speak Spanish, you don't get hired. What part of Florida is that, Flycats? Because I happen to be from Florida. And if you're qualified, you get hired. So what part of Florida are you speaking of? You know, and it's thinking, you know, you're putting a stereotype on a whole lot of people when where it shouldn't be. Where it shouldn't be at all. Okay, the panhandle. So what you're saying, if you go to Florida and look for a job in the panhandle and you speak Spanish, you're not getting hired. If you don't speak Spanish, you're not getting hired. So, Flycatch, tell me why is that? What do you believe is because of? Is the job specifically asking that you be bilingual? Is it serving a certain neighborhood or part of the panhandle that only speaks Spanish? No true facts support by statement. See, and that's what I'm saying. We're saying they do this and they do that, but where's the proof? Where's the proof? Yes, we know some of them come over here, and yeah, they're criminals, they're bad. That's in every section. Hey, in our country, it's so bad now, we got folk eating dogs and trying to eat human beings. And these are Americans. That has nothing to do with illegal immigrants, but it's happening. It is because you happen to be of another race. Race has nothing to do with it. Not at all. It has nothing to do with race. I'm looking at the right thing that should be happening. Now, you saying letting illegal immigrants in and let them stay is wrong. And I'm saying the same thing, unless they have documentation or is given a specific time to get that documentation. Now, if as soon as they get here, we find they're illegal and we send them back, then what? They're going to take, if it takes them 10 more years, they're coming back. They are coming back. So why even go through all that? Why? Just let them stay and give them the requirement, give them the stuff they need to get a citizenship. Hey, some of them know more about America and what it takes to be a citizen than most of us do. And that's just pure fact. Flycatch says BS. No, that's not BS. That's fact. You know, me being a different race has nothing to do with that. That's right. Try crossing into Mexico and see what happens to you if you don't have the proper documentation. That's right. I'm not being let in. And you know why I'm not being let in? Because so much is going on over there, they don't know what I'm going to do. I can go on over there and be grabbing drugs or what have you. So, no. Don't let me in. But if I should happen to get there, if I want to stay, I'm sure they'll let me do that too if I do the right paperwork. we have somewhat of a double standard, and we need to fix that. You know, I think we really, really have a lot going on. We really do. In this country right now, we have a whole lot going on. You know, since 9/11, you know, we're supposed to have tightened up our laws, tightened up our borders. But we still haven't. It's still going on. You know, do you think this is a battle that we can't win? Is it a battle we can't win? That's a good question. Now, what are your thoughts on that, Flycatch? Oh, Flycatch says, why don't you understand the word illegal? Oh, I understand it quite well. I understand it quite well. It's the opposite of legal. It's the opposite. It means I'm not supposed to be doing something. It's not supposed to be done. It's not right. It's not right. But, so, illegal means not right. So why can't we make it legal? Why can't we? If we give them, you see, I know what you're going to say. No, you see, now he says, I would place a bounty on all illegals. You know, that's like something I heard earlier today. Earlier today, well, one person said they need to set landmines out by the borders. No, other one said they need to put sharks in the river, the little rivers and stuff they cross. What is that? What kind of thinking is that? That is just downright crazy. It really is. That is crazy. But yet, we supposed to be the land of milk and honey. I guess the milk and honey is just for us. Right? It's just for us that live here. Illegal immigrants. That's what we're talking about today, y'all. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and thank you for listening to Let's Talk. If you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up in my chat room, and I'd be more than happy to chat with you there. Now, back to what I was saying. You know, illegal immigrants, I understand they're legal, and illegal means no. No. So basically, they're not supposed to be here. They're not supposed to cross into the country. And how are you going to place a bounty on illegal immigrants? How you do that? As of 2009, there was 10 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S. So I'm sure it has gone up a whole lot. We used to be a land of milk and honey, and now we are nothing more than a nation of debt. Well, we may be a land of debt right now. And part of the problem is because we spending someone's money trying to keep people out. Flycatch said it's called citizen arrest. Flycatch, let me tell you something. There's really nothing. A citizen's arrest really doesn't exist. That's something somebody came up with. Trust me. In some places they will uphold it if you happen to catch somebody doing wrong. But legally, you have no right to arrest anybody without proper documentation. So then what you're doing is illegal. So if you want to go around arresting people, get the proper documentation. Same thing with illegal immigrants. If they want to come and be a part of our country, give them the chance to get the legal documents they need. You know, you talk about a nation of debt. What you think we were going to be? Milk and honey, we done had been in two wars for over 10 years, almost 10 years. Two wars. Wars aren't cheap. They aren't. And then to top that off, not only is war not cheap, but you got to think about all the people, civilians that's going over there getting paid. You know, then the company's going over. Then we got to go back and rebuild what we tore up. So, no, we're not going to be in the green for a whole, or the red for a minute. If I was the president of this nation, I would ask them to leave just like Eisenhower did. Just because you ask them don't mean they're going to go. I know if it was me, I'd be like, whatever. Come get me. Give me, you know what? What I'm saying is, illegal immigrants, give them another way besides just grabbing them, throwing them in jail, sending them back over to cross the water, the border. Give them a way, another option. Give them an option. I'm sure we can give options to this and that and other, but why can't we do that for them? You know, asking them to leave, okay, that's like that's like asking what the New York Yankees to just lose every game. It's not going to happen. It's not. And I mean, here's what I'm saying. A lot of the illegal immigrants have been here so long, they are so embedded in their communities. For you just to grab them and pick them up, no. And throw them back across the border, they'd be lost in their own country now. So give them the opportunity to go ahead and get citizenship here in the United States. It's plain and simple to me. You know, but Flycat says if he was the president, he would go ahead and ask him to leave. I mean, that's his opinion. That's why we call this show is called Let's Talk. Because everybody's opinion counts and gets heard. You know, now, with these new laws that's going in, well, the new law that Arizona passed, do y'all think it'd be racial profiling involved in that? Do you think that would happen? It will never end, will it? No. No, Flycatch, it will never end. It's just something that happens. It's a part of being a nation. Here's the thing. We're not the only one who faces this issue. There's European countries. No, over in Africa, Israel, Egypt, Pakistan. I mean, all these countries, they have immigrants coming too. They let them in. They let so many in, then they stop it. So, no, it's not going to end. No matter what, it's not going to end. So why are we beating our head up against a brick if we know for sure it's not going to end? So take another angle at it and let them in and have them do what they need to do to become an American citizen. And you're right, Flycatch. Racial profiling goes on all the time, no matter what your race is. That's true. But don't you think that would add a different dimension to it? Now, instead of you just doing it on your own, you can kind of hide behind a law, the law to do it now. Even though you know you can't do nothing, you just stop them just because. You don't think that would happen? And, yes, it's going to happen. And it happens all the time, like Flycatch says. But what else can we do? I mean, okay, something has to be done about it. That's what everybody's saying. Something has to be done about illegal immigration. Something has to be done. But no one is coming up with the solution besides get them, throw them out. That's basically what everybody's saying on the right and some on the left. No, get them and send them back to their country. Just that easy. Well, okay. And as I mentioned before, they're going to take spend as much time as they can to get back over here again. Flycat says, you have surrendered our nation to La Raza. No, I'm not delivering our nation nowhere. No. No. You know, Flycatch, I was a veteran, so I fought alongside some of these people who have families there. So I kind of understand what happens when they're trying to get here. Yes, they do have people in the United States Army that aren't citizens, but they are given up to so much time to have their citizenship before they're kicked out of the Army or the military. So why can't we do that for the illegal immigrants? We're not surrendering our country to nobody. As an American, I refuse to do that, and I'm not going to. But on the other hand, I don't see why we're wasting so much money trying to keep out that's going to get here anyway. That's what I'm saying. You know, we are just spending all kind of money. We keep saying we in debt. We this, we that. Well, you know what? If we stop doing some of this crazy stuff, we'd be all right. You know? But yet, there's individuals like Flycatch that believes no matter what, we surrender in our country. No, we're not. If anything, everybody keeps crying about their economy. So what you're saying is, if we take all the illegal immigrants and send them back to Mexico, then our economy will immediately get better. Now, what is that going to make? Flycatch says Mexico is awash with natural resources and it's time to take. How about we ask for one barrel of oil for every illegal Mexican within our boundaries? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Flycatch, do you really want us to do that? Heck, we don't even control our own oil. How are we going to ask somebody else for a barrel of oil? We don't even control our own supply of oil. So how are we going to get oil from them? That goes back to what you said earlier. Go in there and just take it. No, that is not going to work. That is not going to work. In that case, we might as well tell them keep sending the dope across the border, too. Legalize marijuana and we get all we want from Mexico for each illegal Mexican that's in our country. Would that be better than oil for some people, right? Heck no. That is crazy. That is crazy. See, once again, we're trying to get something for something. Okay, Flycatch. Flycatch says they take from us and we should take from them. Oh, okay. Now, Flycatch, what are they taking from us? Besides, wait a minute now, before you answer this, besides the regular argument of jobs, ruining our economy, besides those two things, what else are they taking from us? All right, you already said we need to get a barrel of oil for each one of them. Then what? So we get all their barrels of oil, but we still got illegal immigrants in our country. Then what? See, here's the thing. If we go ahead and give them a chance to become American citizens, we don't have to worry about them taking from us, as Flycatch says. He says they're taking our culture. They are not taking our culture. If anything, they're bringing in a new culture for us to learn about. You know, the American culture now is so mixed and intertwined, there's really no specific culture. There isn't. You know, with today's society, everything is intertwined with each other. So how are they going to be taking our culture? If anything, they're going to be adding to our culture, giving us another aspect of what's going on with other people. Is that so wrong? Is that so wrong? So you want us to take their culture because they're taking our culture. And what is that going to get us? The United States of America. There we go. There's the rub. There's the rub right there. That's it. We are going to be what we are now. Yes, we're going through a little economic trouble. That's a cycle that happens. But instead of trying to find one group of people to blame it on, we should be trying to figure out how to make it better. And I'm sure the way these folk are coming into our country, if we go ahead and make them citizens, our economy probably will get a little bit better. But nobody's looking at that point of it. Only thing most people want to say is they're taking our jobs, they're doing this, and they're doing that, and they got to go. Assimilation is not occurring, and they won't accept our way of life. They won't accept our way of life? Never happened. Well, I don't know. You know, I know some that have accepted our lives just fine. Just fine. Now, I don't know whether they're legal or illegal, and I really don't care. You know, they are good people, and they do what they're supposed to do. Yes, there's some of them that probably would never speak English. That's true. And I get irritated with that too. But in some cases, you have to remember, that's all, before they came over, that's all they spoke. Now, take for instance, if we were to go to Mexico and we never spoke any Spanish or Mexican, then what? We should adopt to their way of life too, right? Flycatch says they are in the minority. Flycatch, I don't know. Have you heard lately? But basically, they are becoming the minority? No. They are becoming more the majority than the minority. You know, that's where the misunderstanding, they are no longer the minority. Many, and a lot of them, are productive people in this country. Whether they, if they're legal, you know, nobody knows it, nobody really cares. Hey, some of them, you know, the old politicians probably have some illegals working for them in their house. But they're not trying to get rid of them. So, with that being said, so if we're going to run all them out, then what? The minority is becoming the majority. I already know that. But who is going to pay them? Who pays you? If they're working and they have attained what they need to attain, who going to pay them? The same person that pay you and me. Apparently somebody's paying them, whether it's in cash or through the regular system, they still getting paid. And you said it before, earlier. You know, it comes down to wages. They'll work for less money than we do. And in some cases, do a better job and a faster job. Now, let me go back and explain. I'm not advocating the illegal immigrants, okay? Let me say that. What I'm saying is, if they're here, give them a chance to become citizens instead of grabbing them all and sending them all back. We spend more money doing that than we are trying to. If we keep them here, we can use that money to do other things, build our economy. Come to California and tell me why we are broke. Well, it's not because illegal immigrants, that's for sure. You have to take that up with your local government. They should explain to you why y'all broke. Now, let's be real. California has had some issues for a while. At one time, they had rolling blackouts. Half the state be off, let off, and the other half be on. But that has nothing to do with it. Less than 3% of Mexicans graduate from high school. 3%. Less than 3%. Is that in California, Flycatch? Is that where that percentage is? Or is that nationwide? You know, it's crazy. Less than 3% of Mexicans graduate. Yes, it is what, Flycatch? Nationwide? Now, I have to look that up and check that out. But less than 3% of Mexicans graduate? Less than 3%? I don't know. Well, maybe that's true. Actually, maybe the numbers aren't that loud, aren't that high, because they found out to be illegal immigrants and they're pulled out of school. Oh, in the state of California. Okay. Well, that's possible. And like I said, that can be a possibility because many of them may be illegal immigrants. So once they're found out, they leave school and ship back over to the border, over the border. So, you know, a statistic like that can be misleading. Of course, I know we all about statistics. So less than 3%, yeah, they messing up our education system with our help. No, that is not the case. They drop out. Why are they dropping out, Flycatch? Are we making them feel welcome? Or are we giving them a hard time because they're not speaking out, they're not Americans, or what we call Americans? You know, and it's things like that. You know, they drop out. Well, hey, a lot of us drop out too. You know, a lot of Americans drop out of school too. So, what makes that so different? Because they're immigrants? Is that why? I would hope not. You know, things like that, it's just mind-boggling. California is one of those states that were actually built, majority built by illegal immigrants. Education in most Mexican families is not important to them. Now, I have to disagree with that. I really do. And here's why. Because most of them know, especially if they have young teenagers, what have you, and they know in order to get somewhere here in the United States, you've got to have some type of education. You do. And I cannot see where they wouldn't say education is not important to them. How about y'all listeners? Y'all think that's the case? Mexican families don't see education as being important? Or are you like me, you don't believe that? I don't know. That is a very compelling argument, Flycatch. Okay, tell me your opinion. Why don't you think they feel that education is important? Is it because they want to make more money, they want jobs? They'd rather be doing other things? I'm just asking a question. And this is why I'm saying, if that's what they're thinking of, and they're all about making money, if they're making money, they're contributing to our economy. If they're contributing to our economy, let them be legal immigrants. Now, here's the catch. Since they are illegal immigrants, they don't count on the census. They don't count. They lack the European work ethic. What the heck is the European work ethic? What is the European? Because when I was over in Germany, European work ethic basically didn't exist. More of them driving on the Autobahn than working. So what are you talking about? They take more than they put in. There you go. You're back in on that same topic you put in earlier. What are they taking more of? And besides our culture, as you said earlier. What are they taking more of? Illegal immigrants are basically 2%. Listen to what I'm saying. 2% of our population now. So what are they taking? What are they taking? It seems like we're taking more from them than they're taking from us. They're trying to get over here to make a living, to support a family, have something better. Nick Fistain, Flycatch. Nick Fistain. Oh, y'all wonder what he said? He asked me if I speak as he Dutch. She's speaking German to me. But back to what I'm saying. You know, he says they take more than they put in. Well, when he said that before, he said the culture. So if I take the culture away, what are they taking more of? You know, and we're taking their freedom, basically. Every time we ship them back across the bridge, that's their freedom. No, he said, no, they are raping our nation. Raping our nation of what? I think, you know what? You cannot put that on illegal immigrants. They are raping our nation. You cannot put that on the list. You know who raping our nation? These dang old politicians out there. That's who raping our nation. That's right. On the left and on the right. That's who raping our nation. So don't put that on illegal immigrants. That's not what they're doing. You know, you got more politicians out there on the tape than anything else. You know, they're not passing these laws for the good of the nation. They pass most of these laws for the good of their pockets. Now we can agree on something. Okay, Flycatch, we can agree on that. The politicians are the ones raping our country, our nation. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And it's not hard to see. It's not hard to, you can see by what they fight for and what they don't fight for. You know, what they say they're going to do compared to what they do. That's not hard to figure out. But in the same token, you cannot put that on illegal immigrants. They have nothing to do with that. Right now, in our nation and on the news, well, guess what, Flycatch? I'm a retired veteran as well, and I love my country. So that's another thing we can agree on. Now, you know, and if you listen to some of these politicians, one moment they're for, you know, removing illegal immigrants, then they're for giving them a right to stay in the country. You know, that's why nothing can be really determined of what to do. Why? Because they can't make up their dang old mind. It's who's paying who. You know, who's in my pocket. And that shouldn't be it. So, what? It is nothing put pandering for a vote. You're right. Pandering for a vote. You're right, Flycatch. You are completely correct. Now, with that being said, what should we do about illegal immigrants? Now, I know your view is to, a lot of your view is to kick them out. But why not give them an option to stay? Is that so wrong? Or is just the right thing to do is to kick them out? So we can spend more money kicking them out just so they come back, so we can spend more money kicking them out again. You see the cycle that's happening with this? It's a cycle. So let's break that cycle. No, stop fighting something that we're not going to win anyway. Because you're not going to get every last illegal alien out of this country. It's not going to happen at all. So stop fighting and find a way to embrace it. Flycatch, why are laws written but not enforced? You want to know really why? Because most of the time when the laws were enacted, either they were enacted back in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, and most people have forgot about them, or we just don't have enough money to enforce them. And even though we spend millions and millions of dollars trying to keep these people out of our country, we don't have the money to put the people out there. Although we keep coming up with all these so-called great ideas, using the National Guard, you know, hiring ex-police officers, things like the ex-military. This is something that has been going on for a minute now. And the things about why laws are written and not enforced depends on the law they want to enforce. And I'm just going to put it out there. It depends on the law they want to enforce. You know, you can't get no Cuban cigars unless you know the right person. They're supposed to be illegal. So it goes back to they enforce what they want to enforce. Now the big political thing is illegal immigrants. So now everybody's trying to enforce the law, trying to enforce the law. Sounds like our president, Del Flackhead says. Sounds like our president. You know what, Flycatch? That sounds like every president we'd have had lately. That's what it sounds like. So, I don't think, you know, my thing is, why are we fighting this? Why are we fighting it? Just like you said, wild laws written by 94, because we don't have the manpower, the resources to enforce it. Just like them border guards sit out there on the border, they got lookouts sit out there on the other side looking. There's always a hole somewhere. And you being an ex-veteran, you being a veteran and me being a veteran, we know there's a hole somewhere that you can get through if you sit and observe enough. So back to what I'm saying, you're not going to keep these people out of our country. You're not. So let's do the right thing and give them a chance to become citizens. And use their work skills and the money they spend in these cities and economy to get our economy going again. Now, that's not a hard thing to do. It's easier than trying to keep them out. And yes, I know some of them are not going to do it. I mean, I'm not that naive. But in that case, when you find them, ship them back then. But for the ones that want to do the right thing and stay, let them. Let them. You know, the United States, as I mentioned before, was built on immigrants. But that's what we were when we were brought over here. Call it what you want to. We were immigrants. The only people who was here were the Native Americans. And heck, we ran them out. So I'm not understanding why we have such a problem with it. You know, they're not taking as much as y'all people think they are. They're not doing as much damage as most of you think they are. The majority are working hard, trying to make a better life for them and their families. They're not coming over here to steal. They're not coming over here to rob. They're definitely not bringing no diseases. We got enough of them going around on our own. And if you take some of these people out of certain neighborhoods, there is no neighborhood. There is no city, no town. And then you will see the economy drop. Flycat says the real number of the unemployment rate is above 20%, and now you want to dump more into the labor pool. Oh. Is it 20%? Flycat, where you get that number from, 20%? The real unemployment rate is above 20%. Actually, if you dump more into the labor pool, with the majority of them getting paid under the table, I'm sure that would bring it down. You know, and I don't know. You know, numbers can be twisted and turned and interpreted. So either I want to believe what I hear on the news, and I want to believe it's 20%, they have bought to us in California whooping cough and measles. Really? Hey, I know people who had measles when I was a kid. And I have been nowhere near California. And whooping cough, man. And that's all brought over by illegal immigrants. That's interesting. So, is that a reason to ship them back over the border? Heck no. Really, and that's a fact, Jack. Y'all hear fly catch? That's a good one. That's a yes, it is. So when did California start having measles and whooping cough? That was directly linked back to illegal immigrants. I mean, you put the statement out there. I'm just wanting to know when did it happen? Once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today's conversation is about illegal immigration. Is it right or wrong? To join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, like we were just talking about, Flycatch says that illegal immigrants brought whooping cough and measles to California. It started 3 years ago when the influx of those Mexicans fleeing Arizona. Flycatch, I got something for you. That stuff was around way before 3 years ago. Way before 3 years ago. So I don't know how you can just say Mexicans. And why are you just saying Mexicans? You know, when we talk about illegal immigrants, we're talking about people from Haiti, Jamaica, Cuba. No, Mexicans aren't the only illegal immigrants in this country. They're not. No, some come all the way from Africa, the Caribbean. You know, I mean, really? But we just have to, I guess it's just a stereotype when we say illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, we are talking about Mexicans. No, it may have, but it spiked. Okay, well, you know what? Flycatch, diseases such as those, they have their cycle also. Some years is going to be more of them than others. Mexicans are in the majority of illegals. I don't know about that now. If you ever been down to Miami, or the boot as they call it, I don't know. I don't know about that one. I'm going to have to look that up and let you know tomorrow. But even if the Mexicans are the majority, we're talking about more than the Mexicans. We really are. Because they say illegal immigrants, not illegal Mexicans. So for us to sit here and just put it all on one group of illegals is not fair. It is not fair. Yes, maybe in California, but in other parts of the country, there are other illegal aliens. No, you're wrong, because it started in the school system of California. What started in the school system of California? The whooping cough and the measles? Once again, that could have been a cycle that happened. It's not saying that an illegal immigrant brought it, started it. Anybody could have had it. Somebody could have went on a trip somewhere and brought it back on a cruise. But to say it's the illegal Mexicans, illegal immigrants, specifically Mexicans brought it back, no. You cannot say that. There's nothing to prove that. There's nothing to prove that, Flycatch. Nothing at all. Not at all. Measles was around when I was in elementary school, in high school, and that's been a minute. I always heard about whooping cough, but I never knew anyone who caught it. So, no, I'm not buying into that. I'm not buying into that. It was reported by the CDC. What was reported by the CDC? That whooping cough and measles were started by Mexicans? I don't know. I'm going to have to look that report up. Because, see, that's no. Okay, they may say it was a measles and whooping cough outbreak. I go for that. But I'm sure they're not saying that it came from illegal immigrants, especially Mexicans. That's racial profiling. That's pretty much. And once again, that is the problem. The outbreak was, and they linked it to illegals. Okay, but that's not saying Mexicans. They just said illegals. And like I just mentioned before, there are more than Mexicans illegally in this country. They are. So, with that being said, it could have been linked, this outbreak could have been linked to them, but that don't mean they brought it over with them. You know, they could have been in contact with someone who had it. A regular American with quotes around it. The outbreak, they were Mexicans. Okay, Flycats, we're going to let you keep thinking they were Mexicans. We're going to let go with your thing that they were Mexicans. They were Mexicans. Well, Flycatch, let me ask you this. Do you believe there are other illegal immigrants in this country that are a factor in what's going on in our country? Because that's something I don't think anybody really thinks about. No, basically, when you say illegal immigrants, like Flycatch, everybody assume we're talking about Mexicans. What about the Haitians, the Jamaicans? You know, the Latino, the Africans. What about those people? Do they contribute to our society, or do they take from our society as well? Or as Flycatch said, our culture. Many of you probably know a lot of them, and you don't know they're illegal. You talk to them every day. They're your best friends. You know their families. You know, y'all go out on eat together and what have you. And you don't know they're illegal. Why? Because they don't act like they're illegal. Am I right? They don't. Now, don't go looking at your friend's craziness next time. But I'm just saying, it's one thing to say we need to put them out of the country. But it's another thing to find all of them and then throw them out the country. Because it's not going to work. Check out the cargo container ship that arrived in New Jersey today for a further update on illegals other than Mexican. Exactly. Now, see, Flycatch, I'm glad you brought that up. Now, these people are so willing and so anxious to get here in America, they travel in all kind of stuff. Cargo containers, back of semi-trucks in 80, 100-degree weather. You know, out trying to walk across the ocean, 23 degrees weather. No, these people are actually almost, you can say, killing themselves to get here, just to get thrown back over where they came from. But now, here's the thing. Remember the Chinese activist, the blind Chinese activist? He said he wanted asylum, and there was no more said about it. He came over. Flycatch said, I say it again, they come here to take and not to give. But, you know, so in that case, why don't the legal aliens come over here and say, well, we're applying for asylum. Then what? Then what? Now, there's a whole nother process that's got to happen. Of course, like many of you, the government probably say, uh-uh, you can't do that. Go back. And once again, my question comes up, why? You know, is illegal immigration right or wrong? Deporting illegal immigrants, is it right or wrong? I guess it depends on if you're on the left or the right. But what about if you're in the middle? Now, in the middle is really a hard place to be, isn't it? Like most of our politicians, in the middle. They have nothing to validate this status. Well, that may be true, Flycast. That may be true. What status are we trying to validate? You know, it's just strange how we're so quick to throw people out of our country, but yet we the land of the home of the brave, land of the free and home of the brave. You know, back in the 20s, 30s, we had about 1900s, we had all none but immigrants coming over for Europe, from Europe and Britain. Now, the question to that is, if, even though, you know, we have many offspring and generations since then, did they become American citizens? Okay, once the children were born here, yes, but did the originals become American citizens? Or were they illegal immigrants that got to stay? Because nobody really knew about it then. Bottom line is, we can continue to support outsiders, we can't support our own. Well, you know what, Flycatch? Supporting our own? We can support our own. And we can support people to come into the country. Now, the question is, is our government willing to support our own? I mean, from the bottom to the top. No, we spend more money on jobs overseas and doing this overseas, doing that overseas. You know, like those commercials where you send a child this and they feed this. Why can't we keep that money here in the States? You know, we're so busy trying to take care of everybody else, we need to take care of home first. And if that means illegal immigrants coming over, coming in, and being productive, let them become a part of the United States too. But we take care of home first. You know, then we take care of everything else. But as long as we're more worried about what's going on across the water than what's worrying here, then to answer to your Flycatch is no. We can't support anybody. We can't. That's why getting involved with two wars didn't make any sense. Not at all. And it just happened that way. It just happened that way. All right, people. Well, it's been a very stimulating conversation today. And I especially want to thank Flycatch for his input into the show, because it has been very enlightening and helpful, you know. And thank you for your service, Flycatch. It's a good thing to know there's other veterans out there paying attention to what's going on. Flycat's got one more thing in, y'all. He said, let them do it by the legal channel and not the Underground Railroad. Exactly, Flycat. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But we got to give them a legal channel to go through. That we do. And then we'll be all right. Everything will be kosher. All right, well, that's about it today. And I thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Join me tomorrow when we'll be finishing up this conversation on illegal immigrants, right or wrong. Okay, until then, I'll be on, my chat box will be open for quite a while after the show. So if we want to continue this conversation, fly catch, we can, okay? But for everybody else, enjoy hump day. And I see you tomorrow. I'm out of here.